Hundreds of companies have signed on to letters to government leaders encouraging them to take action on climate change. The letters to President Biden, Governor Ducey, Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly, and others urge a goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% below 2005 levels by the end of the decade. Among the firms that have signed on, Apple, PayPal, Amazon, and Walmart. With me to talk more about this is Ann Kelly, Vice President of Government Relations for Ceres. That's a nonprofit that promotes climate and energy policy. And Ann, how did all this come together, these different businesses signing on to these letters?
You know, Mark, we've been working with business and investor leaders for about 11 years on moving a climate and energy policy both at the state and at the federal level. And I believe the letter that you're speaking about is our letter calling for a clean electricity standard to be part of the massive infrastructure package. And it came together because we are in touch with companies on a very regular basis who basically have done the math, have set their own timetables and targets, are operational leaders when it comes to climate action. And they know that they're not going to meet those goals if we don't get the rules right, if we don't get the right policies in place to support the transition to a clean energy economy. So we are in touch with companies on a very regular basis. We mobilize them, we give them opportunities to sign on to advocacy letters, and that's what this one was.
It is a disparate group of businesses in all sorts of different sectors. What about this issue do you think sort of binds them together toward this common goal?
You know, I think it's they do have one thing for the most part in common, which is that the overwhelming majority of the companies on the letter are energy purchasers or end users. And what unites them is an understanding of the urgency of the climate crisis. They're seeing it in their supply chain. They're seeing it from pressure from their investors, their customers, their employees. They're feeling the heat in every sense of the word. And they have invested in renewable energy and in the clean energy sector in a variety of different ways. And these are companies, many of them have been investing and setting timetables and goals for 10 years. They're united in wanting to see the swift transition to renewable energy, to invest in the clean energy sector now versus waiting until later when, of course, the cost of inaction will be profound. Climate change isn't going to happen. It's here. The crisis is here. And these companies feel it deeply. In all parts of their business operations. And they're looking for some light, and they're looking for some actual constructive policy that makes this transition happen. They're willing to invest in it, but we've got to get the laws in place to support their efforts.
Well, how much of what needs to be done can come from businesses, can come from the business community, the private sector? And what has to come from government, from the public sector, maybe to help facilitate that?
The right question to ask. What companies can and should do, and there's still some who have not taken this step, is to assess their own carbon footprint and to put together their own internal carbon action plans. And so that includes setting up net zero goals and targets and having an internal team that's completely committed to the purchase of renewable energy and to investing in energy efficiency and into looking specifically at their own emissions, which you may know are often broken down in direct and indirect emissions. That's what companies need to do. They need to then be public about those goals, those timetables and targets. And then importantly, they need to convey that to lawmakers. Because to answer your question, if we collectively add up all of the goals that companies have put forward and all of the notable science-based targets, we still won't get there if we don't have dramatic federal policy that sets a mandate that really incentivizes this transition for the power sector and makes it clear that we need to, you know, phase out coal, eventually phase out all fossil fuels, end subsidies to fossil fuels, and again, really manage this transition in a way that is just and fair to workers and in a way that keeps the U.S. competitive and that allows us to basically have a more stable future, which at the moment is deeply threatened.
So is it more than just a matter of a particular business saying, okay, we are going to use less energy, we are going to use more or entirely renewable energy, we're going to do X, Y, and Z? Like, is that not enough for a business to do? Does it have to have a governmental component as well?
Well, what you just said is very important, but the problem is that we still have to properly incentivize renewable energy. And that means investing in transmission, investing in storage, investing in the sector itself, which is still quite new. We need to phase out fossil fuels and dirty energy sources. So yes, a company can say, I'm going to use less energy. That's a part of it. But that's only a part of it. That's not going to immediately hasten this transition. And so we need the government to set rules and standards and laws in place to reduce emissions, to get us to that 2030 target that President Biden has set, which is 50% reduction based on a 2005 base level. And that's an emissions reduction goal. You know, we're just not going to get there in short order if we don't have the laws in place. So the answer is the private sector can do a lot. But one of the key things they do builds the nexus in your question, inherent in your question, which is what's the bridge? Well, the companies that are leaders, like the ones you see on our letter, then have to call Senator Sinema and Senator Kelly and all of their lawmakers to say, you need to move forward on the infrastructure package. We need to address climate change at this moment. And companies need to be doing that on a regular basis. And we're seeing more of that and we're pleased by it. And by the way, it isn't just about big companies. Lawmakers really need to hear from small and medium-sized businesses, from the faith community, from the healthcare community, from cities.
You mentioned the need for large and small companies to be involved here, and there are some pretty heavy hitters on this list of companies that have signed on to your letters. How much pressure do you think the business community can bring to bear on policymakers to make some of these changes?
I think they can bring tremendous pressure on policymakers, particularly if they are a large employer in a particular state or jurisdiction, and then going to the lawmaker, making it clear that they're an active constituent, that they're a large employer and a job generator, then I think they can have enormous influence on lawmakers. And lawmakers are hungry to hear from their constituents in all the sectors that I mentioned, but in particular from the business community.
All right. That is Ann Kelly, Vice President of Government Relations with Ceres. Ann, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.